Okay, good enough. I'm talking about something this morning that I've never preached before. I've never had anybody preach to me about it. You know, the Lord constantly says, and I think we all are aware, that He says that we're not to be afraid of anything. We're not to fear. And beyond that, we're not to be anxious about anything. He talks about all of that in the 6th chapter of Matthew. And then He says we're not to worry either. Now that's a tall order. So we're not to be afraid of anything. I did a study one time and I found out that faith and fear can't be in the same mind at the same time. When you start fearing, you lose your faith. And when you start using your faith, fear disappears. But there's another word, two or three words that He uses that I don't think we've heard enough of. I know I haven't. One of those words, and that's the title of the sermon today, is beware. We're not to be afraid, but He says beware. Another word is to watch. He uses the word watch about 80 times in the Scriptures. So essentially, what He's saying as a believer, as one, as a person of the way we were originally called, as a Christian, we're to be aware of some things that I think sometimes we're a little too lackadaisical maybe about. We need to be watching a little bit closer. I hope today I can impress on you what the Bible says about what we're supposed to do enough to where that somebody will take it to heart. Because there's a real danger out there, and so many people who claim to be children of God and brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ don't seem to be aware of. As a Christian with the indwelling Holy Spirit, we see things at an angle that other people around us don't see. You ever notice that? Yeah, you have. You have. Because you've made the comment to yourself, I can't see how in the world they don't see that. But they don't. And you see it. But the reason you see it is the Holy Spirit has shown it to you. And not only that, shined a light on it so you won't miss it. And some of what we see is made aware, as I said, to us by the Holy Spirit, but not all. It doesn't show us everything. You remember the story I told a few weeks back about the fellow that was trying to explain to another fellow in a subway station about listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit to guide us on a daily basis. And the fellow couldn't seem to get it. The fellow was standing in a subway station in New York on a tile floor, they said. And there wasn't any trains running, but there were a few people standing around, and they were having this discussion. And finally, in frustration, money. Got to listen for the thing that God wants us to hear. We didn't have it up here. But then I found out that earth comes. Or he wants you to hear. Now let's see. As we live, these things we're talking about, the things that you recognize in each other, are not in everybody. And when we get out of the church into the world, into groups of people, you see these mental pictures that I'm talking about that we have. And some people, and some people. So I asked the question. Are you looking for that? You're aware of who's around you? Are you aware of what you're thinking about when you're carrying on the conversation with you? Are you aware of your surroundings, in other words? That's when Peter said something. That Jesus, he was talking to Jesus. When he said something to Jesus, Jesus said, "Satan, get thee behind me." Wasn't anybody there but him and Peter. And when Peter said something, it came out of the mouth of Satan, Jesus called him down on him. If that's the case, then if somebody starts talking like a devil around me, what they're coming from. And some of us by good first. Some of those people we notice really quick because they really show it. It is loud. Some people it's harder to figure out. But we can see if we look. And if we learn to see and learn to look, we'll know a lot more
going on around.
It's a warning. It's funny. There's no such thing as global warming. It's all a lie told by myself. There's a lot of
But look at chapter 4 of 2 Timothy in verse 1. I charge thee therefore. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick or the alive and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, he's telling young Timothy. Paul telling him, preach the word. Be in sick and not sick. In other words, when it's convenient, preach it anyhow. With all long suffering and doctrine. Correct. People, he said. For the time will come when they won't endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Now, I've got two daughters that's got masters in English, I think. I had to go to my oldest to find this out to make sure that that sentence was properly written. But it's the people who have itching ears, not the preachers. They want preachers to preach in such a way that it will scratch the ears that itch.
So sometimes preachers get too scared of the people they're preaching to, afraid they're not going to like what they're going to run them off. That shouldn't be. But it'll come a time, it says. He'll come a time, Paul is telling Timothy, one week through. It may be happening now. I've had several people ask me about this thing of the falling away of the church. There's so many. It's got 30 now. And it's about where there is light. The unfair. Look where it's red. Look fast. But watch that. You want. Watch. In all things, endure afflictions. Put up with stuff. Do the work of an evangelist. Share your Christ with them. Make full proof of the ministry. You know, to do everything that somebody would expect. Now ready to be offered, he said, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. He's telling Timothy, you need to do the same thing. When you hear somebody in a discussion saying something, people talk about what the preacher said and what the church is all about. They talk about stuff like that, Sunday school teacher. They talk about it all the time. It's in conversation. And when you hear somebody say something that you know wrong, politely speak up. Timothy said gently, and let them know that what they just understood is a wrong way to understand it. Because somebody might be led astray because a church person said something that they believed. And we got to be so that when we spread stuff around, we got to know that it's what Jesus said instead of what some preacher said, somebody said, or somebody might have forgotten it and said something. Because people in conversations don't always repeat a sermon. They just don't. The Bible tells us to flee temptations and to stand up to Satan. And I believe we do different. I believe we do opposite of that. Where's that? James, in the book of James, said, flee from temptation. But when the devil comes up and you know he's there, you stand up against him. It says he's a coward and he'll run if you'll just stand there and don't do what he wants you to do. If he's not going to be able to get you to do what he wants you to do, he's going to go to somebody else anyhow. That's what he did with Jesus. See people and they're hanging out at the place. They got no being. God's rules or not, they can be tempted. I was studying this morning, backed away from the table to get another sip of coffee, and I got to thinking about one time I was down at a rodeo in Realtown, Alabama. On the 4th of July, A friend of mine showed up down there from Hutchinson, Kansas. He was a tough little fellow by the name of Shorty Fields. He could ride anything. Man, I never knew in my life. He was in the Army stationed up at the arsenal in Huntsville. And he would come around in place he wasn't supposed to ride with the insurance he had. And he showed up in I said, what in the world happened to you? I just figured he got hurt at a rodeo. It's right down here. I stopped off at a beer joint in Bessemer. I said, why in the world would you do something like that? He said, well, Of the work that we'll look at today. And if you go, that's where you find all the trouble you find. And in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. You may want to turn there. We're going to just bounce and go somewhere else so I can read it to you. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Jesus, these are the words of Jesus. He was telling his disciples, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Chapter. So Paul says, church, in this letter, I'm not going to try to tell y'all about the seasons. And because you have no need to talk about that about you. Mama used to say, what is it? Red sky at night, sailors at light. Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning. You know that. Those folks without the weather, they looked at the weather and could predict what was coming. Had to stay out of trouble. I'm not going to try to tell you about stuff like that. It says in another place, it says y'all know about stuff like that. But he's talking about it in verse 2. And see, there's some other things on God's calendar that are like that. But these are things, and I know we're going. It was the thing that sober. That word right there is under self-control. Is having your mind in control of the situation. The Bible says that people do that. We've got information from God that makes us than those others. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love for help for God, that's not a problem. They're with him.
I'll read it. I have to go write it down. Be manly. He says they're like men. In other words, be strong. Don't be weak about it. Be in charge of the situation. Watch. The thing going on before the Lord. Because the thing of the therefore, brethren, and whether by word of mouth or our epistle, our letter, don't let anybody come in here and twist you away from something, brother. You've learned a lesson and you know you have. You've used it over and over and over. Don't let somebody throw doubt in your mind about what you know. First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 6 says this. Us not as others. Who's he talking about? People that don't have Jesus. Don't think you can slip like that. You belong to Jesus. And that place.
But let us have determined
Died. His books in the end of the book have got a lot of wisdom in them. He's not like that guy that pulls that sword out and cuts one of his ear off. He picked him up some wisdom. And he wrote those books in the back, the little book. Four, you've got a heads up. You're a Christian. You sat in front of Sunday school. You've read your Bible. You've listened to preachers. Wicked. Satan has lost that chance. You dead before you come to faith. Have one that thank you, guys.